Some companies offer a side dish of positive social impact with each purchase. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Craig Mattson, professor of communication arts at Trinity College, wonders whether social problem-solving companies are here to stay.
"I'm good" has become the accepted small talk answer to the question, "How you doing?" But if you're Warby Parker or Smile Squared or Love Your Melon or Tom's or any other social problem-solving company today, you're good in quite another way. These companies attempt to make money and social impact simultaneously. Too ambitious? Well, their rapid proliferation suggests that shoppers today engage fervently in social commerce. Disconcerting? Perhaps, for critics who assume that shoppers must be jaded or deceived by messaging that enthuses about big business and bigger altruism. But this assumption fails to align the affect of its critical approach with the affect of the critical object. How about this as an alternative explanation? Instead of deconstructing the company's model, why not look to the power of the company's mode, that is, its style of engagement? How does Tom's buy one, give one mode, for example, help citizens engage the big problems of our time? Listen carefully to Tom's marketing, especially in the public discourse of company founder Blake Mycoskie, and you can detect Tom's reliance upon a trope, a figure of speech known as metonym. Tom's uses these metonyms to achieve attachments between the doing well of profit and the doing good of provision. That attachment has proven to be a sustainable mode of business-driven problem-solving. Can such companies help citizen shoppers get a better feeling for making the world better? Perhaps. But modal analysis can also give academics a critical feel for how modes can enable intervention on persistent social predicaments.
That was Craig Mattson of Trinity College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.